If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Outstanding writer from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. He is Jimmy Watkins. And of course, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hi, Jimmy.
Just walked out of the Kobe Altman presser, guys. How are we living today?
We are living large. What'd you think? I thought he said a lot of common sense things, but he gave us a little bit here, just a little bit. He didn't give us a ton, but I feel like unless you read the room differently, it feels like they're going to come back with what they had.
That seems to be the plan.
Okay.
And I see the vision. I see the vision. You can always sell hope with a young team, right? Like Evan Mobley being not even 24 years old yet is a big deal. And, you know, history does tell us that if he is the kind of player that the Cavs think he is, there's another big leap coming here in the mid 20s range. Darius Garland, of all the guys from this last playoff run, he's the guy I'm most inclined to give a pass to because of the kind of injury that he was playing through. I don't really know how you evaluate the games that he played in the Pacers series, but I do also feel like there's a lot of areas to poke holes in the vision that the Cavs are, this hopeful vision that the Cavs are selling. Number one, man, there must be something on the wall about the Celtics needed 7 years to break through and win a title in the facility somewhere, because everyone in this organization has made that point over the last week and a half, it feels like, including Kobe today. And I would just like to point out that the Boston Celtics made the conference finals in Jason Tatum's rookie season, which the Cavs have still never done. And the Boston Celtics, I'd have to think on it hard. I think there's one first-round playoff exit in there, but I don't know that they ever fell shorter of expectations than the Cavs did this season. So I don't know that that's a one-to-one comparison. The Denver OKC comparisons, those teams stayed patient with pieces of their core. Boston the same way, like Tatum and Brown made it the whole way.
But
Marcus Smart was gone by the end of that.
Yep.
The Nuggets went out and traded for Aaron Gordon, and they don't win a championship without him. The Oklahoma City Thunder spent like $150 million in free agency last summer on Isaiah Hartenstein and Alex Caruso, and they don't win that 7-game series against the Nuggets without those guys. Caruso ended up being one of the primary Jokic defenders in that series, which is insane. So I get the general gist of what the Cavs are doing, but they just exist in a little bit of a different reality than some of these other teams, and of course a different cap reality, where, you know, the second apron is a relatively new thing that some of these other teams didn't have to deal with, and that makes this different as well.
Jimmy, does improvement from within mean slight adjustments in roles in any way, shape, or form? Because everybody's – and I agree. I love Evan Mobley. I love his potential. Take a look at some of the other great young big men in the NBA or great big men. Usually it was before year five when they got pretty good. You know, and Evan's pretty good, but like, for instance, Karl Anthony Towns was 20 when he started scoring 25 points a game. That's, you know, I mean, these were young guys. Could Darius become more point guard and Evan pick up more shots there? Is that an adjustment that you think would work? Could you sell that to Darius? Could you sell it to Evan?
Question of could you sell it to Darius is an interesting one that I would probably need a little bit more FaceTime with him to explore. Like, I that would be an interesting question if you guys want some free off-season programming. What do each of the Cavs think they rank in the hierarchy?
Yeah.
As opposed to where they actually rank in the hierarchy. That's an interesting thought exercise.
But column for you. Column. I see it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We'll share. There's enough content for everyone in that space, I think. Kobe did mention that you know, they could, against the Pacers, one small adjustment could have been. Maybe Evan Mobley just brings the ball up more because you're less inclined to full court press with whoever's guarding Evan Mobley than you are with your Andrew Nembhards and Aaron Nesmiths against guards. I think that's interesting. I think it is interesting that the Cavs spent this entire season basically planning for this. Like, role adjustment was a big theme of the season, right? Donovan career low in minutes, points, field goal attempts, all that sort of stuff. And then in the playoffs, when it's gut check time, he kind of pivots back to, I want to put my cape on. And, in, you know, you can argue that he was right to read the room that way. You got injuries going around. Maybe Evan Mobley thing, you know, Evan Mobley not getting enough touches is as much about Evan Mobley being passive as it is about the game plan or the guards not getting him the ball. Only the people involved know that for sure, right? But it feels like we kind of just tried that a little bit, and it didn't work. It didn't carry over into the playoffs. We didn't really get to see what it looked like because the role adjustments didn't hold. Now, again, I'm open to trying it again and running it back next year, and maybe you get better health, and maybe Evan Mobley's more comfortable in a higher usage role next season. But I don't know that that's a new idea. It's just something that needs to be reemphasized.
Jimmy, I thought one of the other things he brought up was that Indiana had mental toughness. When he brought that up, I was like, is he saying mental toughness based on their history that got them to where they are right now in understanding how to win in the playoffs? In some ways, was he taking a shot at his own team when he talked about that?
The Cavs have been kind of taking shots at their own team in that regard for a week and a half now. Max Strus just came out and said it last week. We need to be tougher.
Yeah.
We you know, you can't blow
19-21 point leads.
You can't. 19. Forget the 7-point lead at the end. How to get to 7? You can't just not show up for a crucial game 4 when the series is 2-1. That's inexcusable. I don't care who was playing on what. You can't have that. The question at hand is now, how much of that actually can be learned versus how much of that is either in you or it's not. And it's a weird one for me because I generally believe in life that failure is one of the best teachers you can have. But I think that's over the course of a lifespan. The Cavs don't have a lifespan to get this stuff figured out. Like, the Pacers comparison is really interesting. Kobe compared Jared Allen to Miles Turner today in that Miles Turner was in trade rumors for a very long time with the Pacers. No one really thought that he was going to sign an extension there this most recent time because of all the times they tried to shop him. They lost in the first round, I believe Kobe said, 5 times in a row with Miles Turner. And now look at Miles Turner. He's an anchor of a 2-time conference finalist. And I would just be careful comparing yourself to the Pacers in that way because, like, if we look at the resume, I'm not saying this is true talent-wise, but, like, the Cavs' resume is a little bit closer to 5 straight first-round losses than it is to your Denver Boston comparison that we're preaching patience and we need to, you know, look at how long it took these teams to get over the top. You know what I mean? So it's tough. It's a little bit of talking out of both sides, I think, on that one. And again, like, Miles Turner, Jared Allen, they were both in trade rumors and they both are good basketball players, but the Cavs are just at a different stage of the development, or should be at a different stage of their championship window here, where it's just like, Kobe said multiple times today, the championship window is wide open. I guess, but we one of the lessons we learn every year in this league is how quickly those windows can close. So, you know, there's a thin line, I think, between patience and complacency. And I'm not saying we're there yet, but there's risk in standing pat with this team too, I think.
And they really benefited from good health during the regular season, not in the playoffs, obviously, but during the regular season. Jimmy Watkins joining us, columnist from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Jimmy, what would surprise you more, if the Cavs made a trade involving somebody from the core four or if they didn't?
Based on what Kobe said today, I would guess it would say if they didn't, particularly, let's call it the core three of Donovan, Darius, Evan Mobley. I think Jared Allen, you have to at least gauge the, like, just for a variety of reasons. I am generally pro Jared Allen. I think that his rough moments in the playoffs, I believe that Jared Allen is a function of his surroundings, and when the Cavs' surroundings are great, he looks great, and when they aren't great, he doesn't look great. And I like to caution people how much they blame him specifically for that stuff. But he is, like, Evan Mobley has never been looked more ready to assume full-time center minutes. Jared Allen didn't look great in the most recent series, and he does still have value around the league. So that would be the guy you probably look at. Other than that, again, assuming that I'm just taking everything I just heard at face value, this team still seems to believe that there's more meat on this bone. And let's acknowledge all the possibilities therein. Like, Kenny Atkinson is in year two of a coach. How much more of a feel can he get for his team? How much deeper can you get into the playbook, develop tweaks to what you did really well this year and learn from your playoff losses? That's a possibility. DeAndre Hunter with a full training camp. DeAndre Hunter could be your Aaron Gordon type acquisition that puts you over the top eventually. The guy had like one real practice, if that, between the time they traded for him and the time that the playoffs began, before the week off that they had before the playoffs started, obviously. So that could be something to watch. And Darius could just be healthier, and Evan could take another leap in both in skill and assertiveness. That's all possible. But anytime you're a 64 win team that loses in the second round, I think you have to at least explore changing the scenery a little bit. And I believe they'll do that despite all their public messaging. It's due diligence at the very least.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jimmy, I think the cap restrictions and this apron stuff, like, I just don't think fans understand it or get it, especially when you're talking about if you're in the second apron, you freeze up your first-round draft pick for 7 years out. I mean, there's just a lot of weird little things. So when people are saying to you, and they, hey, Jimmy, can we get Giannis? Maybe LeBron comes back, all this or that. And by the way, if you are in, well, I think it's the first apron, you can't go more than 100% on a straight trade. You, like most trades, you can do 125, but when you're in the apron, you, like that to me seems like it nixes almost everything that I think fans would like to see this team do.
Yeah, I don't think we need to break down all the cap stuff, but there are things like you're saying. If you're in the second apron for, I think it's 3 years in a row, like your first round pick 5 years out automatically gets moved to the end, no matter what happens to you.
Yeah.
So you have, that's a really hard thing to plan ahead when you just don't know what the world's going to look like, the NBA world's going to look like in 5 years. You can't, you know, you get to the second April and you start doing things like you can't even aggregate salaries. Like you can't trade two for ones, two players for one with salary. You lose things like your mid-level exception, or for the Cavs it'd be your taxpayers' mid-level exception, which for teams who are competing and have spent their money to keep their best players, that's sometimes like your best off-season weapon to acquire talent, is just that part of the CBA where you can, here's $12 million, here's for the tax, or for the non-taxpayers it's $12 million, for the taxpayers, which the Cavs are taxpayers, it's less than that to go try to find another role player to add to your, like, this is the team. Unless you're either trading, the simplest way to understand this is you're either trading a piece of your rotation, if not a core piece, or this is your team. So maybe part of the reason why the Cavs are telling us that they're going to bet on internal improvement is that they don't have a ton of other options. Now, if you know, you want to start talking about go get Giannis Antetokounmpo, go get Jaylen Brown, some of these other stars who could be expected to be available, I'm willing to hear you out. But even those conversations, while already super complicated because you would have to trade a core piece of your team, and even then it's more complicated than that because of the cap restrictions that are involved with being a high tax-paying team.
It's crazy. All right, Jimmy, thank you. We appreciate your time, and good job covering the press conference. We're all proud of you. Excellent job in there.
Well done, Jimmy. Thank you.
Proud of you guys, too.
Thanks, Jimmy. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it. All right, you can always read Jimmy in the Plain Dealer and on Cleveland.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.